Good evening and or morning. Welcome to Speaking in Your Basement. I'm sure you're noticing it's another late one tonight. We'll keep it relatively short. I've been thinking about the unconscious a little bit today. And for a while, I've studied a variety of personal development types, hypnotists, psychologists, etc. And there's a lot of talk of the unconscious mind and a lot of implication or downright statement that most of our behavior is unconscious. There's discussions or disagreements on how much. The most, I guess, positive you could call it, outlook was that we're roughly 12% conscious, 88% unconscious. A much more common stat was that we were something like 1% conscious, 99% unconscious. The one that sounded, well, the most challenging for the conscious mind, one trainer said that the conscious mind can handle roughly 5 bits of information per second, while the subconscious mind handles roughly 40 million bits of information per second. So that's significantly more than 99% unconscious. What does all this mean? Well, when you talk about communication, and this is communication with yourself, communication with other people, the challenge is when you're running around unconscious all the time, it's like a reactive mode. It's like you're not even aware of what happened, and usually after it happened, whatever bucket you sort of put it in into your mind, that tends to be unconscious as well. So it can be very much the case that someone who you're used to being irritated by in a certain way isn't showing up attempting to irritate you, but they're running through their little program. And whether that's part of their program or you're just so used to it, you're assuming it's there, even though you're not seeing the exact same thing happen. You assume it's there, and mentally, unconsciously, you mark that little check mark for, yep, they showed up and annoyed me. It could be any number of things. Sometimes this can work out in somebody's favor. You know, you can assume someone was being kind and thoughtful when they weren't really. They might have just been running their routine. And that's okay. We're all running routines most of the time. Again, you know, at least we're probably running routines 88% of the time. More likely, we're probably running routines 99% of the time. Running routines just meaning subconscious, unconscious programming. We're just running through it. In some cases, maybe you've trained it in, right? Like if you've learned something, you've meticulously, step by step, put it in place. Sometimes we do this for work. Sometimes we have a few hobbies where we might have done this for most of our life. That's not what we've done. And even when you put things step by step in place, there's a lot of that that's still unconscious. But it's actually kind of cool because it's something you paid attention to enough and cared about enough that you intentionally kind of built it into the framework of your mind. And so when that happens unconsciously, well, it's something that can kind of paint your life in a more positive way. But that's a side note. The thing I wanted to bring up is the notion of interrupting the pattern. And it's an old neurolinguistic programming concept, probably much older than that, but that's where I first heard it. And the idea of a pattern interrupt is you have this unconscious pattern running, and you do something that just sort of shocks the system and gets you to go, hey, what the heck, what's happening here? And it's like you wake up for a second, you pay attention. And as you go through your life, it's good to find ways of doing that. Whether you switch to music you don't normally listen to, you take a different route driving to work or from work, you just go do some exercise real quick. You don't normally just exercise on the spot. You know, just take a moment and go do some push-ups against the wall, jumping jacks, whatever it is. Anything that gets you out of your standard operating procedure for the day. You know, particularly if you see one of those routines like, oh, I was just kind of running unconsciously. As soon as you see it, do something to try to take a step back. Go for a short walk. There's any number of things you can do. But the idea is to just not only see what the pattern is, but do something that alters the pattern or, you know, stops it running for a moment. Now, you might go for your walk or do your jumping jacks or whatever else you do, and end up going right back to the pattern. In some cases, you might have to, depending on what your work's like. That might be it. Your whole job might just be running the pattern. So there's absolutely situations where it's okay for the pattern to run, but you want the ability to interrupt patterns. Partly because it's required that you be able to see the pattern. And if you can see the pattern more clearly, you can kind of see the trajectory of your life. And see, very little of it has to do with what other people are doing. It's just, I mean, if anything, maybe the parents, family, the situation you grew up in, that might have had, in fact, that definitely did have something to do with what your patterns are. But in order to change it, you're going to have to figure out a way to interrupt those patterns. And you can start by seeing them. If you can just see them, that's an excellent beginning. Sometimes just paying attention, paying close some attention, can be the pattern interrupt in and of itself. But there's many cool things about pattern interrupts. But once you start seeing your patterns, you can start seeing patterns in other people too. You can see the little routines running. And if you can occasionally interrupt your own pattern, it becomes much easier to be able to start to see that in other people and start to interrupt their pattern. And there's an interesting thing about interrupting the pattern. There's, for a moment, there's this awake feeling that's like, oh, wow, I'm like actually seeing things as opposed to just, yeah, we're just running the routine. If you can have that moment with someone else, that's a really cool moment. It's a really cool moment. So seeing patterns and interrupting patterns, it's worth looking into. Take some time. When you get time, write down a few patterns you'd like to see a little more clearly about yourself. You could say something like, I'm getting this result in my life. What's the pattern that's leading to that? Or I seem to have this pattern. What are the consequences of that? Good and bad. You know, weigh it out. And of course, if it's working out mostly good for you, why wouldn't you keep that pattern? If it's not working out mostly good for you, well, you might want to consider interrupting it, get a little more clear on it, and see what you'd rather do instead. I'm Ben Langley. Thanks very much for spending some time with me tonight. We'll talk again soon.